Tubi. On the call, we have Rafiq Damak, Fahid Batanez, Christina Nordstrom for staff, Edmund Chun, Jane Sang, Kerry Karp, Karen Hain, and Avery Doria. And for staff, we have Bart Boswinkel, Gabi Shittick, Christina Nordstrom, whom I have mentioned, and Glenda Saint-Cherie and Julie Hedlund. Thank you, Edmund. Over to you. Have I left off anybody? Thank you, Edmund.
Thank you, Glenn. This is the Jake call. There's a second call. And I think where we left off last time, there was a set of minutes that were prepared. Myself and Jane, being the co-chairs, have reviewed them, and they should be sent out momentarily if they haven't. I'm sorry, I were in meetings in the last few hours and just got back on, so I'm not sure whether it was sent out yet, but they just talked about some of the things that we had talked about last time. One of the main topic for discussion on this call was for Tina Dam from staff to provide a briefing on the situation in the implementation of IDN TLDs, especially based on the IDN implementation working team report on two main issues: one on the single character IDN TLD, and the other on IDN TLD variants. I understand that Tina has not joined the call. We received the presentation that Tina gave for the synchronized IDN CCTLD proposal about a few days ago, on the 15th of April. Jane, if you have access and on Outlook or email, would you mind forwarding that to the group, just as a background document for our discussion as well? But overall, I think last time we identified three items of discussion, the two that I mentioned, and a third one for the universal acceptance of IDN TLDs. Seems like a lot of it depends on Tina's briefing for us on what policy aspects we need to take into consideration based on her report to further the IDN discussion here. So I sort of regret to say that Tina was unable to join, so I'm sort of at a loss of where we want to take this this call today. But Jane, did you want to add anything to that?
Not really. Because I think a lot of things we're going to discuss further discussion depends on the feedback from Tina. I'm sending out the email, forward the email Bart sent to me and Adam, so everybody could see what's going on so far. Bart, will you think that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I think that would be helpful.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Karen Hain from Sydney here. I'm just wondering who on the group is attending Inter and if there's a face-to-face JIG meeting planned at all in Boston.
Um, That's a good question. What's happening in Boston and what? Sorry, I didn't quite get what was that?
It's the International Trademarks Association annual meeting.
I personally won't be joining. If we have a lot of people joining, I think it'd be a good idea to set up something there.
Well, if anybody is attending, I mean, I'm happy to sort of. I'm attending, so if anyone wants to email me or let us know, but I just thought it might be a useful forum if there are some of us that are going to be in the same place at the same time.
When is this meeting scheduled, Mrs. Bard?
It starts on the 22nd of May.
Okay.
So as part of that meeting, we will have, I'm on the Internet Committee for Inter, so we, as part of my sort of role is I'm on a group looking at country code, IDNs, and so we'll be doing that anyway. But if anyone is going from this particular working group, that would be a useful time to meet up, so let me know.
Okay, sounds good. I guess as I mentioned, a lot of the work. Chris Despain last time pointed out a few good points about us at work in this group should be built on the existing work of the very extensive set of work that's already done on this topic. So. I think we on those two items, the single character IDN-TLD and the IDN-TLD variant, which is now also includes the IDN-CCTLD, a synchronized IDN-CCTLD implementation plan as part of that session, I think a lot of it depends on Tina. So Tina's briefing for us. Where we should start, because both the implementation plan and the report does not readily provide a good set of items that we need to consider as a policy decision matter for both the CCNSO and the GNSO. So on those two items, I think it would still be better for us to wait for Tina to give us a briefing on it so that we have a better, a clearer direction forward and we don't overlap or redo or undo any of the things that was already done. Does anyone think otherwise?
Edmund, this is not. I think with regard to, I fully agree with regard to variant management because that is really a moving target at this stage. I don't know to what extent that is true for the single IDNs.
Single character IDN TLD, you mean?
Yeah. It is, if you say, in preparation of this call, I looked again at the recommendations, and that is included in the email from the, what's the name of the group, the IDN Implementation Working Team final report.
Mm-hmm.
And as to my knowledge, there is no further documentation or document or reports, with the exception of, say, the public comments on that report to build upon. So maybe that's a good starting point. Or at least the recommendations from that working team.
You're quite right, and that's the critical reason why, because I'm not sure if there's a good overlap between that team and this group here. I personally was not on that team, so there was a reference. Well, I shouldn't say reference in that. Report, in that final report, it just mentions that the working team felt that there were some policy discussion of requirements necessary for single character IDN TLDs, and what I failed to grasp is what those policy discussions or considerations should be. And sort of the question is to Tina to sort of give a briefing on what was discussed there to provide that particular indication that there are policy considerations to be further made for IDN single character IDN TLDs. And I guess that's the reason why we were hoping that Tina would be on the call and to address that. You know, what was discussed in the team leading towards the recommendation that further policy development or discussion needs to be made?
So what I could do is at least forward this question or these two questions to Tina and see if she can provide a, because that's more specific, see if she can provide an answer to that by email.
That would be very useful as well, because I would assume I'm guessing that there must have been some discussion at the implementation working team leading towards that recommendation, and we should base our discussion on those discussions so that we know where to get started, what
yeah.
aspects of the policies we should take into consideration.
Yeah. So what I'll
okay.
do is So what I'll do is as an action item from this call, I will send Tina an email and include you and Jan to seek input from Tina as quickly
okay.
as possible. Yep.
Okay, thanks.
That sounds good.
Bart, also, because I'm reading the presentation you sent to us about the synchronized TLD, that's only, so even the synchronized IDNCC TLD, that part will be resolved, still we're going to have this variance, right? We'll kind of separate those things, right?
Well, look, I don't feel very comfortable in dealing with this topic. Say, I'm not so much involved. The only thing is, what I understand, the whole synchronized IDNs is one aspect of the whole variant management discussions taking place.
Okay.
And if you look at slide 9. That makes it very clear, I think.
Mm.
Right, and this is Edmund again. Adding to what Bart was saying, the synchronized implementation plan was very focused on IDN CC TLDs. It made no mentioning of the IDN variant issue for GTLDs, for example, and that clearly needs to continue to be discussed. And at the end of the day, when the CCNSO PDP, IDN PDP comes around, and when the new GTLDs with IDN TLDs come around, I think some consistency over the continuum of IDN TLDs might be useful. I know I'm jumping ahead here, but at least as a starter, I think it might be useful, and that's why we're discussing this item in this group. So, does anyone want to add anything on these two points? Because it does seem to me that Tina is a critical person to update us on this. Does anyone want to add whether they were part of the working team and wants to add to this discussion now, or anything about these two topics, the single character IDN TLDs and the IDN variant at the root?
Okay.
Hearing none, I'll in terms of arranging for the call, just feel free to jump in until it becomes chaotic. We'll take a queue at that time. So I guess that comes to the third item, which is the universal acceptance of IDN TLDs. Perhaps we can spend a little bit of time getting some thoughts from people on the call, what this group might be able to do and what this group might be able to recommend back to the CCNSO and the GNSO on what types of efforts the SOs might be able to put in, or the SOs might want to request staff or to help. Anyone want to speak to this? I see that Avery's on the call, and at one point I think Avery mentioned whether this is a matter of discussion at all. I think Rafiq had some thoughts as well. I don't know whether anyone wants to speak up at this point on this particular issue. Just to characterize it carefully, universal acceptance of IDN TLDs. We know that there are situations where applications or even ISPs might stop or block or not allow TLDs that are long or in a different format than the traditional or the long time ago TLDs. And when IDN TLDs are implemented, that might create further issues because of the puny code length and because just generally of the how it looks. The intent is that the GNSO, it used to be because new GTLDs had a problem, it was a GNSO side of issue, but with the implementation of IDN CCTLDs, this would become relevant for CCNSO as well. So that was the reason why this was brought into this group. And wonder if anyone wants to speak to the issue.
Hi, since you called on me, I wasn't going to say anything. I don't remember what opinion I may have had before about whether it was in this group's role to do something. I don't know how much the SOs could do. I'm not even sure how much the staff could do. I mean, it's somewhat outside making sure that application, you know, and the thing I do see as the main problem is that applications may not have been written clever enough to accept something as new as an idea, and some will and some won't, and that'll be an issue. I'm wondering, though, whether the advisory committees like AILAC, like GAC, are the ones that can be sort of informed of this problem, especially like AILAC, in terms of, hey, it's the users that are being presented this opportunity that, yes, it's important to register on and send to the various CCTLDs and the various new registries, but it's the users that this is being directed to. So do they have any suggestions? I really don't know what one would do. You know, is it a publicity campaign? Rah, rah, application people, fix your applications. IDNs are here. Or what? There's certainly nothing that ICANN or an SO can do by policy making that will make application people fix stuff. And so it has to be some sort of awareness and bully pulpit and government telling the application users in their house to do something about it, et cetera. I guess it certainly wasn't something where I'm saying it's not our job. It's something where I'm saying, I don't know what we could do. And I think that's where I'm still at the moment.
Right. Avery, you're right on that. And I think if I remember correctly, the response there was also yes. I don't think this is a policy development issue. The question at this early stage in this big group is that whether we keep it on the agenda and continue to not treat it as a policy matter, but treat it as an outreach matter and get to those people, because ultimately, yes, our from GNSO, we also have the ISP, not called constituency anymore, and the word keep failing, stakeholder groups, where we can reach out to, and I think a lot of the CCTLDs also do that in their own region as well. So just utilizing this group as a platform to further outreach was the idea. Don't intend to create any policies, and I agree with you that it's not a matter of creating policies that could help address the issue, but about raising awareness and utilizing the channel that this group can reach out to make the problem known. So
this is
please go ahead.
It's Carrie here. I'm the guy who invented the 6-character TLD label, something coming up on 10 years ago, and the problems haven't stopped. The simple fact of the matter is that if it's 10 characters long, 10 ASCII long, it's not a TLD label. And now we're talking about a situation where 20, 30, even 40 is by no means inconceivable. So the scope of the problem, which I indeed don't regard as a policy one, it's somehow the word has to be gotten to every single coder on every level of every kind of software that looks at the TLD slots. And I regard that as I don't know what the word is. It's got to be a word for something that's just an inconceivably daunting task, but this is it. And the very thought that some policy statement might even begin to make a dent in it is, I think, a bit on the optimistic side.
Well, good, Gary, but I guess we should keep trying.
Oh, but that's the only way it's going to work. I mean, what's going to happen is after the battle has been fought to get A-labeled TLDs in the root zone, the prospective operators of these zones are going to be looking at the kinds of headaches that folks such as yourself and myself, Edmund, have only seen a small version of. And the 4-labeled TLD is okay because ARPA requires it. But once you get past 4, it's no man's land. There are a couple of us in 6, and it's pretty headachy. And again, when we're looking at double-digit label lengths, boy, oh boy.
Harry, one thing that might help, this is Tazi again, is that you who have the early warning or have been in the canary in the mind, as it were, might actually start a list of you know what some of the problems are. I mean you're right. I totally agree with you. There's no policy statement. There's certainly perhaps though outreach. For example, there could be outreach to the Linux development world and any countries that have a very strong Linux base, as many countries in Africa, from what I understand, have started to develop. Those Linux countries may find themselves being able to use these things quicker, at least in a local way, if they can impress upon the Linux developers. And getting to them might be a little easier than getting to every, you know, various application that one uses. So I think that if we know what the problems are for someone who's experienced them and is still experiencing them, and then someone comes up of, who do you have to make an outreach to? And can we use the GAC representative to help us make some of that outreach? Can we use the ALAC people? Many of the ALAC groups are, you know, the ISOC of country or the ISPs of country. And yes, there's the ISP constituents. So maybe a concerted outreach on, you know, when it was just a museum, you were sort of lonely and almost an orphan in doing this, whereas as more and more of these get come out, the power of outreach could get larger.
Well, I would also think that there's an element of governmental clout behind this, too. I mean, if a sovereign state that really needs a label that then proves useless or of extremely limited use decides to do something about that, there's actual, I don't know if threat's the right word, but legislative action could dictate some aspect of at least the national software base.
This is Bart. I think that I'm wearing, I'll put on my CCNSO hat for a minute. I think that the idea of Avery's is a very good one because, say, looking at the CCNSO constituency, I know a lot of them have links with their government, have links with the local ISPs and with the industry at large and with at large communities, but I'm not sure if they are aware of the issues that you are aware of. So it might be very good just as a starting point to list some of the problems you've engaged in getting a TLD with more than four characters and make it function. Because I think most of the CCs and probably operators or the managers who will run IDN CCTLDs are not really aware of these issues, and that could be quite helpful to assist them, but and then again assist you in future because they have the local they have the local knowledge.
Right. Okay. I think that's if I sort of try to consolidate some of the comments is at least first of all, I think it's safe to say that this is a good topic of common interest, and we should keep it as one of the topic items for this group. We do understand it is not a policy development issue. It is an outreach issue, and if I understand from a few people that we need to try to get perhaps even a list of groups to outreach to compiled, and we can float it on the mailing list so that we get a good group. And also, maybe it would be a useful thing to get participation from ALAC and Avery. You mentioned some other groups as well, but anyway, ALAC and some other advisory groups in ICANN to participate. I hear that James, you're also on the call. You're currently on the ALAC. Did you want to add anything to this? I think this is definitely an issue that could use a lot of help from ALAC and reaching out to various stakeholders in the community. James? Was James Sang on the call?
I don't think so.
Oh, I heard, for some reason I heard Glenn said James Sang. I apologize. But in any case, I guess it comes back to perhaps if we should actually, you know, if James is not here, we should probably ask him to join this discussion or somebody from ALAC. And Avery, you mentioned another group besides ALAC.
Taking mute off. I was thinking of GACS, certainly someone
who'll post also. GACS. So ALAC and GAC, is it okay if try to as a group to reach out to them to get some participation from ALAC and GAC as well?
This is Avery. If I can add, getting the list a description of what the problem is may be helpful also early in the outreach, so that we can start telling them not only that we are outreaching, but explain to them why. We don't have to scare them like some people do, but it might be good to at least, you know, give them an explanation of, you know, what we foresee the problem being.
Okay. like some people do. That's an interesting.
I'm sorry. That
but yes, I understand that clearly, and that's a good point. That was my point. I think I'll base it on perhaps I'll take a look at the universal acceptance of TLDs and base it on that discussion. I haven't looked at that site, which staff I think put together quite some time ago, and perhaps work of that and on the staff side, I wonder if anyone knows who is overseeing that particular effort, the universal acceptance of TLDs, or can help me find out so I can liaise with that person and build something specifically for IDNs, because that makes it relevant for the CCNSO.
I can check for you, Edmund.
Thanks, Bart.
It might be worth noting in all of this that from the perspective of the DNS and any process that looks at the length of a label, IDN, Schmidian, it's not relevant. The single character U-labels that we're all talking about, the shortest of them is going to be 7 characters long as far as the actual processing of labels is concerned, again, on the DNS. So it's 7 and up, and the upper limit is going to be approached, I would suspect. That's 63. No, it's not. It's 59 on the encoded
okay.
side.
Yes, and I guess the sort of one of our selfish reasons for making it IDN is to list the support or help from the CCNSO, which hopefully can get more participation from GAC representatives who are suddenly becomes relevant. This issue becomes relevant as well. Hence the IDN and Carrie, you're completely correct in that it's not an IDN only issue, but IDN does make it a CCNSO and GNSO issue. I guess that's given that I'm not trying to put Tina on the spot. I understand that because of the synchronized IDN CCTLD implementation plan, her time has been quite difficult. But without her, it's probably difficult to move forward the two items of discussion. So I think it's sort of at the end of what I wanted to cover today.
Yeah.
We have a good, I think we have good progress on the universal acceptance of IDN TLDs.
Yeah.
I have a little path forward. Bart, you would help me identify who I could work with on the universal acceptance of all TLDs and make a outreach, a piece out of that include IDN or have a spotlight on IDN, and we would reach out to GAC and ALAC for a little more participant group, especially on this item, and also start to build a list of groups that we could, we should reach out to as well beyond groups or stakeholder groups or constituencies. So that's sort of today. Jane or anyone else want to add anything?
No, that's pretty much it for me.
Sorry, this is Bart. I just had another incoming call. Is Edmund, is somebody preparing, say, the overview of issues?
I apologize. You were breaking up a little bit, Bart, there.
Is somebody preparing the overview of issues on the introduction of, more character TLDs?
Yes, that is the universal acceptance of all TLDs. That is, I think a staff had a special page and a set of tools and recommendations and the materials on that topic. The request was if you can help me connect with the person who's overseeing that.
Yes, I will do that. No, but it's say from the people, say like yourself and Carrie, who have been involved from the practical side. What are the issues? If that would be possible.
Well, the simplest issue is that some ISPs, DNS, even just won't resolve those names. There are applications like web databases or sign up sheets, sign up forms that doesn't allow TLDs, of that length, or in IDN case won't accept IDN TLDs at all. Like if you put in an email address or a web address for a sign up on, let's say, Facebook. I don't know whether Facebook is an issue. I'm sorry.
Is that included in that overview, say the staff overview as well?
I haven't looked at it for quite some time. Carrie, do you have? Do you recall?
I'm afraid I can't point to documents that would provide instant relief on this, or at least get the ball rolling.
Because that will be, I think, very, as I said, that will be very helpful for those who are not directly involved or new to this topic to understand why it is important to do the outreach. So, as Avery said, just describe the issues and the problems you will engage in the near future.
Maybe we could just start this over again. Maybe, as opposed to, since nobody really wants to raise their hand and say, I will write such a document, and I'm certainly not raising my hand and say, I will. But maybe we could just start generating on this list, on the email list, a set of issues.
Yeah.
And that can roll on for a couple of days, and then from that, someone can then craft words around it. But if we just, start cranking out that and just roll a list that way, it might work.
Yeah, and I think at least for, say, from a CC perspective, just it doesn't need to be a fully documented, well-written paper or report, but as a starting point, say, just bullets, so we can engage them.
That's a good idea. Carrie, do I see a volunteer hand up and, just start that ball rolling, some of the issues, and we'll myself and others would add to it to get the ball rolling.
Let me give you a qualified yes to that at this point. There are a couple of other discussions I need to have with people who are very close to this issue before undertaking any such commitment, but I can easily enough imagine setting that up in a manner that has me holding a pen on the seed document.
Yeah.
So I will acknowledge the fact that I am very interested in seeing such a statement come into being, and I will do what I can to make myself involved in that.
Yeah, that would be, that's great.
Great.
And then I will look into what is available, say who from staff is dealing with this, and if that person can retrieve the documentation that is floating around somewhere.
Well, I mean, there is a certain element of sensitivity to this, because if it turns out that in the context of ICANN's own documentation of all of this, some statement is made of just how frail this process is, at what point does this fold back in the discussion of contracts? What exactly is being delegated? The hope that you'll have a label that may work. So, I mean, this is tricky, really, really tricky.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess we have a few action items. That's good. And last time we talked about potentially splitting up into subgroups. I don't think we're at that position yet. We're But I think we should keep on with the two weekly meeting schedule. So we should try to meet again two weeks from now. And hopefully Tina will be able to provide us with a briefing either through email before that or be able to join our call in 2 weeks' time. This time is okay for me. I don't know. I think we went out with a doodle to identify this time. I see that we're missing Chris and a few others from, especially from the CCNSO. I'm not sure whether how this time was finally decided. Was there another better time for those who weren't able to attend, and whether we should rotate the time?
This was the most optional time for everyone. I mean, I gave them a quite broad, you know, choice, and there was just one person that indicated they couldn't make this time, and this was Doron Shikmoni. So for those who participated in the doodle, I think it was 9 or 10 people, they could all make this time. I'm not sure why Chris isn't here or CCTLD for not attending.
I know Chris had another engagement, so...
Is it a recurring one that we need to move this time?
I don't know. I know he had one this to date, and normally this is a very convenient time for him.
Yeah. It's okay. Also, it's probably a fair guess that with the implementation plan for synchronized CCTLDs on the board's agenda for their meeting the day after tomorrow, that Tina is probably extremely occupied simply preparing for that.
Yeah, I can totally imagine that. But I'm just worried, just slightly worried about the timing for California and staff there. Is that something of concern, or the ultimate question is whether we should keep this time and keep the schedule and try it for at least a few times as we lead towards Brussels, or we should alternate.
I think this is. I think it to improve the chance Tina joining. I suggest we move this, say, for in 2 weeks. We move the time ahead 1 or 2 hours because this is 11.
Okay.
Because that's 4 a.m. in Marina del Rey, 11 UTC.
I'm happy to do it. Was it Gabby that helped?
Yeah, Gabby did.
Okay. So Gabby, you think you can... perhaps let's just move it ahead 3 hours. Are most people okay? Does that then make Chris...
No.
Does that
make it inconvenient
for Chris?
Okay. So two hours might be...
Noon 1 UTC would already be an improvement, I think, both from the... So that would work for Chris, at least noon would work for Chris normally, and unless he has another engagement, of course. And it's probably more convenient for Marina del Rey as well, because if noon you talk about 5 a.m. and not 4 a.m.
I'm even okay for 1300, unless Bart, you have a better experience with Chris.
Yeah, I think oneself maybe he may want to do it, but it's let's just try it. I think the next call is far more important to have Tina on it than Chris.
Okay.
That probably rules me out in Sydney, Australia, but that's okay. But just to let you know that's...
Yeah, that's the same time zone. You're in the same time zone as Chris.
Am I?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
He's in Melbourne.
Okay, fine, yep.
So 12 UTC would be a problem, or...?
I think 12 is 11 o'clock, which is a little bit more doable, probably for us down here. If you push it out to 1300, then it's getting on to midnight, and
I'm old.
Okay. Let's try 12 UTC then. Gabby, can you help set that up so in 2 weeks' time to continue this discussion, and we'll see how the participation we get based on that. I guess at this point, really, Tina is a critical person that we want to engage and get the discussion started. So, does anyone else have a problem? Would anyone have a problem with that to go forward with?
No.
Hearing none, then I think we have a good set of time for next time. As I mentioned earlier in the call, I did make some edits to we put together minutes for last time. I think Christina?
Yeah.
Yeah, Christina helped put it together, and myself and Jane already sent the edits, and feel free to send it out to the list as well. And I'll try to turn around faster this time, so we'll have a set of minutes circulated before the next meeting. Okay. I guess that brings us to the end of the call. Thank you, everyone, for joining. Thank you for your time. Jane, did you want to add anything before we close?
No. No, thanks, everybody.
All right. So, thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you in 2 weeks.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.